from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So the Olympics officially over with the closing ceremonies yesterday. Man, this made me feel inadequate. So they did the closing ceremonies yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise did the most Tom Cruise thing I've.
What did he do? Jump from an airplane or something?
Pretty much.
Oh goodness.
He was at the top of Stade de France, the Olympic Stadium. And on a cable, and dude, okay, here's what made me feel inadequate. Tom Cruise and I are almost the exact same age. We are almost the exact same age. I often get confused. For people always
so
say,
y'all went to school at the same time.
What do you mean what's
same,
going on, Lopez?
Same
time. You heard that?
What do you mean?
My man look 26.
Dude, well, he's got money to get some work done.
Yeah, he look like he could be your child, man.
Look.
So y'all would have been the same high school class. Man.
Tom Cruise and I are almost identically the same age. And I know it makes sense because I often get confused for Tom Cruise. I'm walking down the street. People are like, hey, I thought you were shorter. But so Tom Cruise is standing on at my age, standing on the top of the Stade de France and literally steps off.
And that was Tom from the top of Stade de France down to the floor of the stadium.
Gosh. That's how you do it. That's how you do it right there. What a closing ceremony. This is so...
pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable.
Man.
Like, from the top, outside of the stadium, from the top, dang, jumps into the stadium on the cable.
So we got to get you to do something like that.
Cal and Hannah.
Same age.
I'm ready. Cal and Hannah, I'll do it.
I would be nervous for you, man.
Well, I'd be nervous for me.
Yeah,
I'd be scared of Lopez stepping off of a stair. Let alone
what do we do?
NRG.
You strap a cable on me. You give me some instructions. I'll step off that.
Oh man,
I will. No, I might not live.
I'd be worried for you, man.
I might not live. So me and Tom Cruise, we got that in common. So they're saying it's the greatest Olympics ever. Started out kind of weird with that opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Dude, there was moment after moment after moment.
Especially for the U.S.
Yeah.
Man, last time I checked, I think this is right. They led the whole world in medals.
Yeah.
In every category.
They had 126 medals. I think 91 or something like that was second China. And they tied for gold with China at 40. And the USA men's basketball and USA women's basketball were outstanding. If you haven't heard Steph.
The devil.
As the French announcer called him, the devil. Steph is the devil. But he said it like complimentary. He was kind of laughing.
Yeah.
But here's the devil. But this was Steph knocking him down, man. Knocking him down. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 3-pointers in the last 2 minutes and 47 seconds. That was the French announcer. The devil named Steph. The devil named Steph. And the women, too.
Yeah. That went down to the wire, man. I was sitting there watching that.
She had her foot on the line.
Yeah.
Or else that was, man, it. They would have tied it. Or won. They would have tied it.
Yeah, salute to Gabby Williams, man. Yeah. She could have took it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
That girl was killing it, man.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know she... I wasn't even familiar with the game, but clearly she wanted to put it to the Team USA.
And track and field was unbelievable. Obviously, gymnastics earlier in the week was unbelievable. It would be hard for me to say, all right, this is the star of the Olympics. Yeah. At this point, you could say Steph.
Yeah.
You could say, you know, Sydney McLaughlin. You could say Simone Biles. Yeah, and I'm talking about for the Americans, but there were stars everywhere.
Yeah, you could point everywhere and be like, oh, that was the moment. Or that was the moment.
Yeah.
It's a lot of moments, especially for Team USA.
Yeah, it kind of revived the Olympics. Because going in, I was like, it just doesn't quite feel the same. And you always kind of feel like that. Dude, this was awesome.
This is probably the most I ever watched the Olympics. Yeah. I think maybe because I got Peacock, and it's so much easier. Shout out to Peacock, man. They made it so much easier to keep up with all type of sports that you normally don't watch.
Yeah.
And I was just going through every category, just checking in, and they made it so much easier to keep up. This is the most I ever watched the Olympics.
Well, here's the other thing. One of the reasons Tom Cruise was there is it was kind of a handoff to the next Olympics in 4 years, next Summer Olympics in 4 years, which is going to be in L.A.
Yeah.
Boy, they got a lot to live up to.
Man, it's funny. As I was sitting there watching the Olympics, I'm like, man, you know what? I want to go to the Olympics next time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to go to L.A. I don't know if you want to go to L.A. Hey, it's already tough going to L.A. on a Wednesday.
Dude. Just for a weekend.
Man,
just
I don't know.
Just for a weekend. Let's go, Figgy. Come on.
I don't know about that, man. I'll wait till they go out the country again, man.
But, like, dude, the people, the event. I mean, they're gonna try to put on a hell of a show.
I think they're going
to
do a good job.
Yeah.
But I'm just L.A., man. Olympics in L.A., so everybody around the world.
How early do you have to leave to get to an event? Like, you've seen it? You've seen that L.A. traffic?
Yeah, nah. I know it'd probably be super excited for people that live there to be able to say, hey, the Olympics coming to my city.
Yeah.
But it got to be dreadful, too.
It's going to be.
For the everyday working man?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That got to be the worst.
Oh, I think Airbnb is going to go off the charts. I just say, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a month vacation. I don't need Christmas. I don't need anything else. I'm going to take a month vacation. You're going to be renting your house for $3,000 a day for a simple little house, $5,000 a day.
I'm just thinking about that traffic and all that stuff, man. It's going to be rough.
It's going to be real rough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.